In the 1960s, Jerry Kirk was an activist with radical left-wing organizations such as the Black Panthers and the Students for a Democratic Society. As he testified before both the House and Senate Internal Security Committees, he broke from those socialist-centered organizations when he discovered that they were, in fact, largely funded by the establishment that he thought he had been opposing. Then, as now, the power structure provided the cause for discontent, financed the opposition to that cause, and finally proposed a solution: more government, more control. Environmental groups are heavily funded by tax-exempt foundations with names like Ford, Rockefeller, Carnegie, Alcoa, and Hewlett. In 1953, the U.S. House of Representatives began an investigation of the large foundations due to their repeated support of radical, subversive organizations. The Reese Committee appointed Norman Dodd as research director for the investigation. In a conversation with Mr. Dodd, H. Rowan Gaither, then president of the powerful Ford Foundation, informed the investigator that the U.S. State Department, of which he had been part, and other federal agencies had been operating for years under directives from the White House, quote, to so alter life in the United States as to make possible a comfortable merger with the Soviet Union. We are continuing to be guided by just such directives, end quote. At least in name, the Soviet Union no longer exists, but the push to merge America with foreign interests continues. Using the endless wealth of tax-exempt foundations controlled by ambitious globalists. And just as in the 1960s, emotional liberals and radicals of all stripes are the tools, complicit or unwitting, of the establishment elite that has been quietly manipulating the economy, politics, and social turmoil of America for the past century.